2010 research study conducted in England, 1 in 5 parents regret the name they gave their child. Think about that. That means if you are in a family of 5, 1 of you is a mistake. Now, why would a parent regret the name they gave their child? I mean, does it really matter? Didn't Shakespeare say a rose by any other name would still smell as sweet? Well, it turns out Shakespeare was wrong. Because whether you want it to or not, your name has helped to shape who you are. Your name has a formative effect on who you become in this life. For instance, did you know that middle school boys who are given traditional girl names, say Shannon, Ashley, or in the case of Johnny Cash, a boy named Sue, well, those boys are more likely to misbehave in school than their counterparts. Makes sense. Did you know that girls who are given traditional masculine names, Madison, Taylor, are more likely to major in math or science in college? Did you know that adults who are given traditionally upper-class names, say you have a very pretentious suffix associated with your name, Joseph David Beam IV, those individuals are given chances for social advancement, while individuals who have unique, confusing, hard-to-pronounce or hard-to-spell names are often held back. You are a product of your name. You've been shaped by it. You've been formed by it. All of which brings us back to the story of Onesimus. Now, that little guy in the scripture from the smallest book of the Bible. Now, what does a name like Onesimus mean? Well, in Greek, the name Onesimus translates as useful or valuable. Onesimus, it's a name that you give someone when they were created for a purpose. It's a name that tells you that you have something to contribute to the world. In our scripture, Onesimus had a name that told him he meant something, but of course he did not feel that way. He did not feel like he lived up to his name. After all, he was a slave. He was part of the lowest rung of society. He had no rights, no opportunity for social advancement. He had no purpose other than to make his master money. And well, what kind of life is that? Onesimus, he wanted to be useful. He wanted to live up to his name, but he felt so useless. He felt like his life just didn't matter all that much anymore. He worried that he was expendable. I remember talking with a woman once who had just moved out of her house of over 50 years into a small one-bedroom apartment. I asked the woman how she was handling all the transition. She had to sell 95% of everything she owned just to move into 600 square feet of communal living. She surprised me when she said she was doing okay, that she was handling the transition well. She understood she was in a different season of her life. You know the only thing I really miss, she told me? I miss my car. You see, when I had my car, she said, I used to be able to go to the hospital every week and I would volunteer there. I would go and visit patients at the hospital every week, but now I can't do that anymore. Now people come and visit me. Well, and I preferred it when it was the other way around. Useless. Sooner or later, it's a feeling all of us have, that feeling that, well, the world no longer needs us the way it once needs us. You know, one day, you're not going to have to give them a bath or make their lunch. One day, the boss isn't going to ask your opinion or tell you to come in on Saturday. One day, you too will be in 600 square feet of communal living, recognizing that the rest of the world has moved on without you. Make no mistake, the responsibilities you have right now, they will not be yours forever. One day, those responsibilities are going to be given to someone else. Just remember, the graveyard, it is filled with irreplaceable people. Useless, that's how Onesimus was feeling. The world told him he had no value, it had no purpose, and he believed it. He believed it, that is, until one day the Apostle Paul told him differently. You see, the story goes that Onesimus went to visit Paul while Paul was in prison. And there, while Paul was in prison visiting him, Onesimus came to faith, and he heard a different story about who he was. He heard a different purpose about what his life was all about. Instead of treating Onesimus as a slave, Paul treated him as a brother. Instead of seeing him as worthless, Paul viewed him as a person of eternal importance. Paul told Onesimus that he was important. He was a valuable member of the ministry that was taking place, that he had work to do. Then when Paul sent Onesimus back to his master Philemon, he wrote these words. He said to Philemon, "Formerly Onesimus was useless to you, but now indeed he is useful, both to you and to me. Maybe that's the reason he was separated from you for a while, so that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave. Now he is a beloved brother." You see, in this moment, Paul restores Onesimus. By giving him back not just his dignity, he gave him back his purpose. Paul reminded Onesimus that he still had something he needed to give in this life, something that he needed to offer the world. You see, the gospel has this way of taking things that other people call useless and turning them into something of divine value. The gospel, it takes things that other people call worthless and it gives them a holy purpose. Onesimus went from being a slave to being a brother. He went from being discarded to becoming a disciple. Now he had a calling. Now he had responsibilities. Now he was useful. That's just what happens when God can get a hold of a person's life. God puts them back to work. God gives them new responsibilities, no matter what season of life they are in. You know, about 100 miles north of New York City, there's a maximum security prison known as Cheshire Prison. It's located in Connecticut, where every day dozens of inmates who are serving life sentences without parole volunteer to serve as mentors to younger prisoners who are newly incarcerated. They're part of a program called TRU. It's a program that stands for Truthful, Respectful, Understanding, and Elevating to Success. It's a program that believes that just because a person is locked up in prison doesn't mean they are worthless. Instead, it says they have something to give, something of value, something that the world still needs. Instead, it invites them to invest in someone else's life. It makes them a teacher, a mentor for someone else. One of the mentors said this. He said, "If there's one thing I am an expert in, it's in screwing up." He said, "I have a PhD in consequences. I can tell you what tear gas tastes like. I can tell you what it feels like to watch your family see you get sentenced to life without parole. And I can tell you the decisions I made to get to that point. But now," he said, "now? Well, now I get a chance at redemption. Now I don't have to die a waste. And I tell these guys all the time, they give me purpose to live. I tell them that now I have something I can leave behind, Onesimus." It's a name that means useful. It's a name that means that someone has value no matter their circumstance. They have something to give. You see, make no mistake about it, you are here for a reason. You have a purpose, a divine calling that is hidden within you. God says from your very first breath until your very last one, you have something you need to give. It's something the world needs now more than ever. "As long as it is day," Jesus said to the disciple, "we must be about the work of our Father, the one who called us." Yes, you have something you need to offer the world. And sure, sometimes your purpose changes in life. Callings don't always stay the same. Sometimes there are seasons to what it is God wants you to do. Seed time will always give way to harvest. Cold will always give way to heat. Summer will always give way to winter. But no matter what season of life you are in right now, God says it is a season that is going to matter. It's a season that's going to have value. Maybe that's why John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, said that Methodist pastors don't retire, they wear out. It's because you can never outrun the calling of God. God keeps calling. No matter your season, God keeps calling, giving new responsibilities, new opportunities, so that you have something not only to live for, but something to die for. You have a legacy you can leave behind, Onesimus. It's a name that means useful. And here's good news for you this morning. The work God has in store for you, well, that work has only just begun. Thanks be to God for that calling that never stops. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Will you pray with me? God, for your voice that speaks truth into our life and leads us from complacency to calling, we give you thanks. We pray, Lord, that we might remember that indeed you have holy purpose for our life, that we are here for a reason, and that you would give us a mind and heart to discern where it is we are called to serve this day, how it is we are called to give our lives for others. God, bless us in this moment. Remind us that we matter. For we offer this prayer in your Son's name. Amen.